Okay.
Back.
High level meeting.
Yeah, we're meeting.
All right, 12:57. This is Dan and Jake in the Hang Zone.
Sorry about this.
On a butt Thursday, but my Friday. You can bring the floss over. I don't mind. Quick follow-up from what we were discussing in the last segment with the Cowboys schedule. And these all look a little wonky as you try to get your head around the 17-game schedule. Because, you know, I know you're a big like-to-guess-the-lines guy. But just recalibrating, okay, does 9.5 with 17 mean it would be 9 with 16? So the Cowboys, the latest Vegas odds post-schedule release is 9.5. The division, they have Giants 7.5, Eagles 6.5, football team 8.5. So,
all right.
I don't know.
Super Bowl.
It's whatever.
Super Bowl.
It will be hard though to recalibrate what a good record in your mind is, because to me it was always 10. It's very caveman. I'm just like, all right.
Two games over 500.
Two games over, and it's double digits. I just always thought of 10 games as you should be in the playoffs. But now, not so much. So the Cowboys joined the rest of the NFL, their social media, their content, and their marketing teams in putting out a schedule release video. I don't recall if you remember the one from last year. Do you?
No.
It was ASMR.
There you go.
Where they had
DeMarcus Lawrence.
I think it was mostly Amari Cooper. Jerry did a little bit.
Okay.
But like for New York, he would say, week 3, Giants, and take a bite out of an apple. So this is a thing now. Everybody does it now. Last year, I think, was either the first or second year. I remember the one from last year, the Falcons did a really cool Game of Thrones.
That was the best one.
Open. Yeah. Because you remember how the Game of Thrones open would go around, you know, the universe and show you.
So it went around their schedule?
And it had like, you know, let's say Panthers, and there's like a cat crest on top of this castle, and it looked really, really cool.
It seems like a lot of effort for the schedule release.
Well, again, it's their big moment.
Okay.
Because the Cowboys one, I think I heard Julie say during Normandy, had been retweeted 15,000 times.
Yep. So between this and Mavrello, you would say this actually is going viral?
It appears, and I didn't get a press release about this Cowboys video either.
Dude,
so
when Blake sent this to us last night, I watched it immediately, and I think you could probably see the timestamp. I texted you back exactly 2 minutes later because it was 2 minutes long, and this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen, and you... Yeah, let me watch it on your computer.
Yeah, we're going to do this live.
How's your brightness?
Do you need more?
The kids like the brightness low.
Oh, they like it low?
I like it high.
I'm a mid guy.
I like it high.
Let's juice it up there a little bit.
I need to see the tattoos.
So I think that the first thing you have to say when watching this Cowboys schedule release video is Jerry is clearly up to play along with bits. Think back to the pizza ad where he's rapping about pizza.
Yes.
You can get
when they had an actor do the backflips down,
and
then all of a sudden it was Jerry.
so this video features...
He knows marketing.
Post Malone.
No one will ever say anything bad about him in marketing.
Artist out of Grapevine by way of upstate New York. Here's what you also should know, and I think this is maybe somewhat common knowledge. Post Dad has been a higher-up at Legends Hospitality for a long time. Legends Hospitality is the concessions, started out as the concessions arm that is owned by the Cowboys, and I'm not sure what percent by the Yankees, but it is primarily, I think, a Jones family joint.
Okay.
And in talking to a couple people who used to work over there, Legends now puts on events. I think they're in the stadium building game. The family now has this set up where they can buy any amount of property. They can build whatever they want on it. They can host whatever event they want there in that property. And they can supply all the food and drink at that venue for that event.
They've cut out
all over
every
the country.
Middleman.
It is like complete Rockefeller. And each one of the kids has different titles.
The Jones kids?
Yes. Different positions on different... you know, boards or C-suites of these companies. Like, the Cowboys are worth a lot, but 30-40% of Jerry's wealth is the fact that they own industries. It's impressive.
Amazing.
So Post Malone's dad has worked for legends, I think, pretty high up for a long time. And so you've seen videos with Dak, or excuse me, with Post out at the Star, like with Dak. He comes in, they're all big fan of him, and he's a huge Cowboy fan.
But no one looks more opposite than Post Malone standing next to Jerry Jones.
The juxtaposition is pretty shocking. So let's start.
He's so tattooed. He's got tattoos all over his face.
Yeah.
And Jerry's wearing a suit.
Yes. You know, and just okay. The fact that one of them's like 80 and the other's
25. Let's do this. Let's break it down, man. It's great.
So we start this video with a majestic shot of the Star in Frisco. Now, the screen says the postman, right?
Okay.
So the postman...
Like a mailman is walking in.
Turns out to be Post Malone. He's got a sort of cowboy-themed USPS uniform on.
And it says Postie on his chest.
Now he's trying to get into the Star, but he's locked out. He's got a mailbag, but he's locked out. Security cam, he's
a little slow-mo there,
yelling for Jerry. Now we have security inside the Star looking at their monitors.
Flips up his sunglasses.
Postman's here.
The postman's here.
Jerry says go.
Send him in.
Very dramatic.
Now,
oh, and he's wearing the Crocs.
Yes, the Post Malone signature Crocs.
Which he...
I had to get a shot of those.
Yeah.
Right, on the way into the building. All of his gear is cowboy themed. There's a shot of those Super Bowls. You remember those?
The Super Bowl trophies when you walk into the Star at Frisco.
Another shot of the Crocs.
Yeah.
You also had heavily tattooed
legs.
You also had Post looking up at the incredible, don't know what you call it, that hangs from the ceiling when you walk into the Star. But I remember the first time I saw it
Christmas
in that building,
lights,
I'm like,
the hanging down thing.
It's crazy.
The icicles, yeah.
Full shot of the Crocs. Posty on the screen. He is approaching Jerry's office.
Come in.
Jerry with his customary iced tea on the desk. Post, big Cowboy fan, is shocked to be here, and he sees Jerry Jones.
Jerry!
Jerry spins around.
Have a seat. Thank you, Jerry. I brought the 2021 schedule for you.
So the postman is here to deliver the schedule. It's in a next-day type envelope, you know, very important document.
Oh, I've been waiting. I've been waiting such a long time.
I don't know if UPS is a sponsor, but I would guarantee you they are based on the fact that this envelope has a UPS logo express envelope very prominently displayed. Nothing in here is not sponsored is what I'm saying.
Okay, and the address, there's no address. It's just a big Star. So the envelope,
right,
is one of the big envelopes that you could fit a ton of stuff in.
A lot of people don't know this, but if you go out to your mailbox and actually just put a cowboy decal of the Star,
it'll get to Jerry's desk.
Yeah, exactly.
Me too, Jerry. You know, I love this day. Let's go celebrate.
Now, Post Malone is tripping out because he loves Jerry Jones.
Yeah, is that how you would describe this? Because if you were on shrooms or something, I think this would enhance your viewing.
Yeah, he's...
Like they're using that kind of technique.
Yeah, a lot of crazy colors. Post is like, I'm going to get to celebrate with Jerry.
You all right? Yeah, no, I'm better now. I'm better.
Okay, of course, Better Now, one of Post Malone's hits. One of his bigger hits.
Okay.
So they were able to work, you know, another little, hey, remember my song? It was really popular.
I wonder if they got any money out of Purell.
It was called Better Now.
There's a bottle of Purell on his desk.
I would bet so, yeah. So now here comes the Post Malone song, Wow.
And it looks like a music video is starting
up. Which features a line about Dak Prescott's fourth quarter Hail Mary touchdown to Cole Beasley in a Week 17 game a couple years ago.
Right.
Game was meaningless, but it was also an incredible
play. That song came out like a week before the play, too.
Did it?
Yeah.
Dang, I thought it was right after, but I will trust your instincts on this one. Now we have Post putting on a cowboy hat studded with cowboy stars, but it also, I think, says POS T on the other side there. So probably
okay.
Just a Post hat, right? And he's got a big chain on. Now, Jerry has Crocs on that say Jerry, diamond encrusted, and they're playing beer pong.
Okay, I was wondering, that's a ping pong ball?
Yeah, they've got the plastic cups out there, and they're... G-Wagon, 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 all the housewives pulling up. I got a lot Now I have
Jerry just played beer pong
with a hoodie on and Crocs that say Jerry.
Boy, he's not my partner. That is not a good shooting stroke right there.
It didn't look great. It looked more like me than you. Fail. Now Jerry's showing the rings, you know? Now Jerry went with the SWAT. You know, they're playing the rules where you can actually...
You can't
SWAT.
Bounce it.
Yeah.
You can SWAT someone else's pong.
And now we have the most memeable thing that has come out of this organization ever, which is Post putting a heavy, heavy chain on Jerry's neck with a Cowboys star hanging from it. The piece. He's got a Cowboys piece hanging from the chain.
And this is the dichotomy between the two. Post, there's not an inch on him that almost that's not tattooed, right? Every finger, every knuckle, tattoos under his eyes, all over his face.
That say but always tired under his eyes, and now he's putting,
but he's
chain
putting
on
this
Jerry,
chain on Jerry, who's
Jerry
wearing
meme
a
bucks.
Suit.
Yeah. Now, of course, what we have here.
Is this?
Now what we have here is, well, this is the part where they're talking about throwing money. So now we have Jerry and Post up on the balcony with, of course, right here we see on these tickets, SeatGeek.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
getting
are.
Getting the sponsor read in there.
And they're just,
so these are little schedules.
Yeah, with sponsored by SeatGeek here, and they're making it rain.
And they're flipping them out.
And you can tell one person here has done this before.
Yeah, for sure. Jerry's like, I don't throw it.
So now it's raining off a balcony in the star down below, and it's schedules, the little mini schedules, are falling on the heads of Dak and Zeke.
Dak Prescott, Zeke just having a friendly chat. They're like,
they were just
hey,
walking
what the
down
heck's
the hall,
going on here, man?
And now they look up and they see it raining. And like you might see people do trying to reach for dollars.
Yeah, it was like the wind
dollars,
machine or something.
Zeke is jumping up and down trying to grab one of these schedules because he's anxious to see who we're going to play this year.
Yeah, and then here comes the Dak line. And Dak mouths the wow at the end. It's just magical. Now the schedule is on the screen with a Post yes sir to send us out.
This is a wonderful production, too.
The editing
sometimes
is...
we make fun of Cowboys production for...
Brought to you by SeatGeek at the end.
But for, you know, the calls made to the prospective draftees and...
Yeah. Yeah, this
the,
was...
The sound in the background is a little bit... This thing is perfect. This thing's amazing.
I just want to know, is there a point where Charlotte breaks down with the bro country bookings and Post is playing halftime? He has kind of some country songs. Like, I think that's going to happen in the next 2 years. His dad, very tight with the family. He's super huge. He's from here.
And he seems like a good dude.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know.
Book him, Blake. I think we've tried.
Well, yeah, the guy that I had a line on him with, I believe, is no longer affiliated. But... that's also how I was able to. I think I actually met his dad once at his first show.
We can talk Pokemon.
Pokemon and Crocs. All you guys live for.
Video games.
All right. Coming up next, I have some fun Michael Irvin audio for you. And hey, what about Zach Wilson's mom?